If the district receives funds from AMC, the money will be put toward training and certifying the two local marine safety instructors. Wrangell Middle High School Principal Monty Bunis says they could attend training in Seward this spring or wait for next fall to train in Sitka.
And then they could come back and do those classes in the life skills class in the high school and the middle school classes again, and also lend their skills to the communities, so we don't have to bring in so many people when they want to do a class like that. I think it's going to be a real big deal.
Bunis himself is a marine safety instructor. He says that gives the school district and community an advantage when it comes to training opportunities.
The fact that I'm on their books allows us to, as a marine safety instructor, we have access to all the marine AMC equipment. So we can get the life rafts, EPIRBs, the emergencies, we can get all that stuff sent down to us because we have a licensed instructor on staff. So having those guys here, obviously, getting more trainers will help us get cheaper stuff and more access to better equipment.
In other school board business, members discussed using funds through the SEARCH Active Living and Healthy Eating Grant to purchase a vehicle. There's $5,000 included in that grant for that purpose, but the district has an additional $12,000 official set aside to replace the hospital van. Evergreen Elementary Principal Therese Ashton says the district's food service director currently uses her personal vehicle to move items back and forth. She says they're looking for a four-wheel drive box vehicle.
A box vehicle that we use for transporting the foods that she can put the cart in without having to take everything out of the cart and into the back of the truck and back, and also for freight.
Ashton says she's trying to stay within the $5,000 budget provided by the SEARCH grant. She has looked at a few vehicles but hasn't found one yet that would work. School officials also voted to terminate the district's contract with the Alaska K-12 Virtual School as of June 30, 2014. That was the date it could have been renewed. The initial contract with the virtual school began in 2010 because the district wanted to ensure compliance with special education requirements. Only three of last year's students were from Wrangell, and those three have returned to the district this year. The virtual school currently has 85 students statewide in kindergarten through eighth grade. In Wrangell, I'm Ariel Van Cleve.